Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Joining us now is Dr. Daniel Israel, General Practitioner at the Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates Practice at Blueberg Medical Center, and he's bringing us up to date with our daily COVID report. A very good afternoon to you, Doctor.
Hi, Chad. Good to be with you.
Doctor, what are we discussing today in regards to COVID?
So, interestingly, there's some news reports about what the Department of Health has said about whether there'll be a fifth wave of COVID in Africa. And a lot of us feel at the moment, and not us, I'm saying community, not doctors, that this is the end. But the reality is that we are seeing in other countries in the world, the many countries in the world are in their fifth wave at the moment. And what drives the waves primarily is variants, the virus mutates. And as we've seen very clearly in Omicron, people who have had COVID before are getting it again, even if they've had it not so long ago. So if there were to be no more mutations, then you could maybe make a case for there being no more waves. But the reality is that viruses do mutate, and that the likelihood is that there will be more mutations and another wave. But following on from what we said yesterday is that if people have T-cell immunity and antibody immunity to a degree, the chances are that the waves will not be very significant, and that they will hopefully become less and less. And this was suggested by Prof. Mardy, who's a professor of vaccinology, one of the leading COVID voices at the moment in South Africa recently, as the reports are bringing that forward. So the prediction is that there will be another wave. And I would probably say, like, personally on the ground, I agree with that. But the hope will be that the waves will not be as major events as they have been before.
So I need to say this because I'm really, really upset about it. I was reading some of the messages that came through earlier today on the bulletin board, and I saw a lot of gaslighting. I saw a lot of people passing negative comments to people who are vaccinated who've actually now got the virus. And it's almost as if to say, well, you were preaching that we should be getting vaccinated, but you've now landed up with the virus. And it was really hurtful to see these comments that were made towards a colleague of ours at Chai FM. What is wrong with the situation? Because this is going to create further hesitancy. It's going to create complacency, whereas people don't understand the importance of the vaccination. And can you please just reinforce the difference between somebody who has a vaccination and doesn't, in general terms, what happens to them when they get the virus?
Okay, so what's important here to look at is the end point. So if we're looking at the end points of people not getting infected at all, then it's a very different story or game to whether we're looking at the end point of preventing people getting sick or dying. And it is absolutely clear across the world, and that goes from hospitals in Pretoria that presented with this data to hospitals in the US and the UK, that patients who are getting sick and going into ICU with COVID are those largely who are not vaccinated. So if the idea is to take the vaccine to prevent getting infection totality, you could make an argument and see, look how many people are getting Omicron who have been vaccinated. But if we're going to move away from that, and we really truly are going to embrace this phrase of living with COVID that everybody speaks about, we need to try and understand that the vaccine is there to prevent serious disease and death. And there it's proved its record. Now, if one finds one patient who had the vaccine and then still got very sick or unfortunately passed away, that is not a sample size to talk about either. So the point is that people who are kind of making light out of people who have been vaccinated and saying, well, it didn't help you anyway, are absolutely wrong. Because it has helped people. It is helping people on both an individual level and on a community or society level.
And you and I are with that 100% because we've seen it. The data speaks for itself. The math and science is there.
Absolutely. It's not an opinion. It's absolute fact. Now, the corollary of that is that you could say, well, what happens if, you know, someone will say, I didn't take the vaccine and I got Omicron and I was okay. Well, they're very fortunate that their first COVID infection or their COVID infection at the moment now was a light variant. And they're very fortunate that they were in the percentage of people who didn't get sick. And there were those people throughout this pandemic. But we don't make public policy based on the majority. Because can you imagine you went to a specialist and they said to you, well, the majority chance is that with your particular condition, you won't get a complication, so don't worry about it. That wouldn't be good enough for you. We safeguard human life to the end degree. So it is irrefutable that getting a vaccine is the way for both on a societal and an individual level to prevent COVID from getting the better of us, even with the Omicron data as it is at the moment.
I'll never understand how a pandemic could turn out to be so divisive. Dr. Israel, thank you as always. You and I will chat again tomorrow. And you know what? I'm out there trying to promote, just like you are, the fact that the math and the data speak for itself.
Absolutely.
Dr. Daniel Israel, General Practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel & Associates, Bloomberg Medical Center, bringing us up to date on the latest in COVID.